Rarely encountered, always encountered. Rarely encountered, always encountered. Yesterday I brought up the sutra wherein the Buddha is explaining, using an analogy of waves and ocean, waves and ocean. But even this is very easy to misunderstand, because we use words which have, in a way, subtle impressions and subtle connections. When Dogen Zenji brings up self-fulfilling samadhi or self-actualizing samadhi, jiju zanmai, to speak of practice, practice realization, if I use that word, it's very easy to get distracted and detoured with the word self, because he does not mean the word self in the way we usually use the word self. It's not about myself. It's not about self-fulfilling samadhi as my fulfilling samadhi, me. This sort of self is not the self of the carrying the self forward and confirming the 10,000 things. That self is very much the caught in self-centered dream. Carrying the self forward and confirming the 10,000 things is delusion, says Dogen Zenji. But he says it to remind us that this so-called awakened life of the Buddha is blinded by, covered over by, what we call self-centered dream, what we call holding to thoughts, emotions, reactions, which seems natural to us, and yet carrying self forward and confirming myriad things is very much a wave of the ocean stating, I am the ocean, while it is true, it's completely false. As long as the wave is being the ocean, as long as the wave is even tasting the ocean, it is still the ocean of suffering, harming, delusion, creating difficulties. It cannot be the self-fulfilling, actualizing, the self-fulfilling samadhi. It's the samadhi of self. The wave can never be the ocean, despite it being so, as long as it's holding to the wave. Nevertheless, the ocean waves, big waves, small waves. The sutra of emptiness of the waves, the birthlessness, deathlessness of the water of the ocean, long, short, tall, extended, rough, soft. The water is what manifests the waves. The water ocean is what we all swim in. The water ocean is what transcends, if I use such a word, birth, death, and yet contains the wave of birth, contains the wave of death, contains the wave of old age, suffering, and yet no worry, no fear, no suffering. As Dogen says, to carry the self forward and confirm the 10,000 things is delusion. And yet, the 10,000 things advancing and confirming self is, in fact, this awakened life that we all are. Never any distance. Never any distance from who and what is right here, right now. That's what enables us to be forgetting self and awakened by the 10,000 dharmas. Awakened by this awakened life that we always are. Realization is not something else from delusion, and yet it's great mountains and rivers away. So when Dogen Zenji talks about self-fulfilling or self-actualizing samadhi, Jiju Zanmai, which is what he reflects on as this fundamental sitting upright, this fundamental practice, it's that the, not that the self fulfills itself in samadhi, is that the anuttara samyak sambodhi, the complete perfect awakening, is self-fulfilling, self-manifesting, is not one inch away from who and what we are, and yet is not at all entangled in it. Not one inch away, and yet not at all entangled in it. Excuse me. So, as some of you know, I like to bring up different translations into English because they help us to appreciate, they help us to taste and get, I use a word grok, which isn't an English word, but is an English word, what this is, what this always is, in ways so that the language doesn't hinder us. That's why Dogen can say, since it is the realm of Jiju, it doesn't move a speck of dust or interfere with a single appearance. This Jiju Zanmai, this self-actualizing samadhi, which is what our life is, from the very beginning. That's why practice is always in realization. That's why being just this moment doesn't require something extra for us to get to. It's not something that's going to happen because we've done A, B, C. It's not because we study the self that we become more the self of this realization, but it's because we forget the self, or I'll say it differently, cease to be blinded by the self, that the grasses, trees, and ground can do the work, can all together, as Dogen says, emit great illumination. And time for preaching profound Dharma never comes to an end. Trees, grasses, fences, and walls all exalt and expound the Dharma for ordinary people, for sages, for all sentient beings. And all sentient beings, ordinary people, sages, in turn exalt and expound the Dharma for the sake of trees, grasses, walls, and fences. Expounding means manifests in our life. That's how and why we can be awakened by the 10,000 things, because we're being awakened to what we always are, not gaining a single drop of dust. This is the intrinsically enlightened self, others. Nothing lacking ever. That's what makes it possible that even, to quote Dogen, even though one person sits zazen for a short time, the zazen corresponds mutually with all dharmas and with all time, penetrates completely. And within the inexhaustible Dharma world, the Buddha unceasing work and way are continuously occurring. See, this is what our practice is about. Not about getting something that we are looking for somewhere else, but rather being the ocean we always are, then the ocean waves, tall waves, short waves, birth waves, death waves, sickness waves, healthy waves, smart waves, foolish waves, all those are waved by the ocean. But those waves don't wave, don't preach the ocean by saying, I'm a short wave and I'm really this, going to get this whole ocean awakening. From the beginning, birthless, deathless, is right here, right now. See, so our practice is not one of gaining something by becoming more profound, profound understanding, profound clarity. It's this self-actualizing samadhi of this awakened way that we get to practice. Then we can drop off, so to speak, what we would want to hold on to otherwise. The fears, worries, suffering, because of our misunderstanding, misperception of birth, death, old age, sickness, delusion, or greed, anger, whichever way we use to articulate what creates trouble for us. See, it's this empty nature of all dharmas, if I use such a word. Empty nature meaning no fixed permanent self. Of all conditions, because that enables us to be free of the fear which gives rise to our worries, to our troublesome actions, whether internally or externally, whether believing self-centered dreams, as we say, believing thoughts and feelings, and therefore clouding ourself from seeing and being who and what our life is. Seeing, being who or what our life is all the time. Of course, using analogies, whether waves and ocean, sky and clouds, is just that, an analogy to help us cease holding on to various forms of self which arise, various forms of self which arise and which we believe. And because we believe them, we make trouble. We make trouble for ourselves, make trouble for others. So in one sense, Dogen is talking about the practice of Zazen. And he's talking about the practice of Zazen when we're doing formal Zazen. And he's talking about the practice of Zazen throughout our lives, Zazening throughout our lives. But he's talking about it not as a practice to do something, to change something, though of course change is ongoing, just as the ocean is ongoing movement, and yet the ocean never changes, because from the beginning the no ocean is the nature of emptiness. It's only when we believe various aspects of self as just self, as opposed to being from the beginning the ocean. When it's from the beginning the ocean, then we can be strong, we can be weak, we can be smart, we can be foolish. These are myriad forms of the waves of the ocean. If we know that they're myriad forms, then we're not blinded by those that we like and those that we dislike, those that we want and those that we're sure should not come to us, then all is possible. Being the undifferentiated practice and undifferentiated realization, which is one, then we can manifest many differences and not be trapped by them, not be caught by self-centered dream. When we sit upright in Zazen and we're able to note where we're holding to various thoughts and feelings and then following along on them in our reactive habits, then we can allow them to arise and pass just as the waves or the clouds arise and pass in terms of cause and effect that we don't have to figure out where it comes from. But we can tolerate in our spaciousness of being the ocean, in our space in all directions of being the sky, we can tolerate them arising and passing, and if there's something that's needed, we can do it without being entangled in our reaction. Or we can at least notice our reaction. This is what both the Buddha in the sutra that I quoted is getting to, speaking of the neither full nor empty, neither birth nor death, neither becoming nor dissolving. That's the true nature. See, the true nature. Otherwise, if it were not so, Buddha says, how could there be a way out of birth or death, fullness and emptiness, becoming and dissolving? See? Waves are water. Water is waves. So waves rise and pass away. If they know themselves as water all along, or as ocean all along, we transcend these notions of birth, death, worry, fear, and suffering because of them. And of course, those are broad categories, and broad categories aren't it. They're useful to bring up, but it's always in our own practice, in the specifics of where we solidify so-and-so said such-and-such to me. How dare they? So-and-so did such-and-such. They got it. I didn't. I got it. They don't. These are just generalizations, but it's always in our specifics that we get to manifest the ocean that we are, manifest the self-actualizing samadhi, the self-actualizing awakened life that we always are, in appreciating our life as it is, not as some, what should I say, airy-fairy, ideal version of what it is, but in the hard knocks of how it is this moment, short, tall, healthy, sick, young, old, smart, foolish, the way I want it, not the way I want it. All of those are simply waves on the ocean of doing the best we can this moment, allowing the myriad dharmas to come forth and manifest our life. But it's up to us to do what's called for so that we can, as Dogen says, forget self. Forget self means forget all other non-self, because self means other non-self things that we think there are too. Forget self, forget non-self. Forget trees and rocks and positions and lack of positions and accomplishments and lack of accomplishments and what they have and what I don't have, etc. And then we can be awakened by each tree and rock and moment and what we have and what we don't have and this breath as the life that we are right now, always right now, right here. If I use the image, we are this ocean. If we allow the ocean to wave us, so to speak, even though it doesn't move a speck of dust or interfere with a single appearance, this state of Jijiyu Zamai does great Buddha activity and performs profound and subtle Buddha work. So, trees, grasses, fences, walls, those are generalized. You could fit anything in our life. All exalt and expound the Dharma for us, for ordinary people, sages, and all sentient beings. All, and of course, all sentient beings, ordinary people, sages, people who've done Zazen for years and years, and people who've never even heard of such a thing, in turn exalt and expound the Dharma for the sake of all, for the sake of trees, grasses, walls, and fences. This is our intrinsic enlightenment. This is the sphere of enlightenment, enlightening, intrinsically enlightening self and others. Nothing lacking, and no, leaving no time for anything missing, no space for anything missing. So this is what Dogen is talking about when he talks of self-actualizing, self-functioning, self-fulfilling samadhi. The samadhi of the universe, which manifests in our zazening practice, as our zazening practice, whether we so-called know that we do this, or think about doing this. In fact, knowing and thinking about doing this is only gets in the way. Being just this moment doesn't require us to know how to be. In fact, we can't not know how to be, except that we can. And when we insist on it, by holding to self-centeredness, then we're advancing and ensuring confusion and delusion, troubles. And yet, when we allow the myriad dharmas, even the troubles, the ocean that we are, we allow those waves to appear and disappear in our being present and going beyond our self stories, in allowing forgetting self, allowing being this moment, allowing this experiencing that is never, never 1 inch away from us, not even a millimeter away from us. We can manifest this actualizing self-samadhi of the whole universe right here and now, along with all beings, human, trees, rocks, the stars in the sky, all together, right here, right now. Thank you.